Greetings in Christ. I'm Pastor Ryan Fairman. The New Testament reading for today is from Romans chapter 3, verses 19 through 31. Now, we know that whatever the law says, it speaks to those who are under the law, so that every mouth may be stopped, and the whole world may be held accountable to God. For by works of the law, no human being will be justified in his sight, since through the law comes knowledge of sin. But now the righteousness of God has been manifested apart from the law, although the law and the prophets bear witness to it. The righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ for all who believe. For there is no distinction, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God and are justified by his grace as a gift through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God put forward as a propitiation by his blood, to be received by faith. This was to show God's righteousness, because in his divine forbearance he had passed over former sins. It was to show his righteousness at the present time, so that he might be just and the justifier of the one who has faith in Jesus. Then what becomes of our boasting? It is excluded. By what kind of law? By a law of works? No, but by the law of faith. For we hold that one is justified by faith apart from the works of the law. Or is God the God of Jews only? Is he not the God of Gentiles also? Yes, of Gentiles also, since God is one who will justify the circumcised by faith and the uncircumcised through faith. Do we then overthrow the law by this faith? By no means. On the contrary, we uphold the law. O Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God. In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets, but now in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son. Dear friends in Christ, the Apostle Paul packs a lot into these dense verses of Scripture, and they can take a long time to meditate upon. But perhaps if we look at a few of the words and define them, that'll help us get at what Paul's message is here today. Let's start with verse 21. But now the righteousness of God has been manifested apart from the law. Righteousness. Righteousness means that which is just, or that which is in line with God's justice and God's will. The law, like the Ten Commandments, shows us what God's will is. But there is another righteousness that comes through faith in Jesus Christ. In other words, what is it that God desires us to fulfill? What is his will? And his will is shown in Jesus Christ for all who believe. For there is no distinction. All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God and are justified by his grace as a gift. Justified. That's a court term, to declare not guilty. Similar to when you think of a baseball game and the runner slides into home and the umpire declares him safe. The umpire's word stands and defines whether the runner has actually made it home. In the same way, justified defines what God has said of us, namely, that we are freed from sin, and this is a gift of God through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. Redemption. Redemption means to buy back, like someone that is in slavery, to buy out them and release them. And so Jesus Christ buys us back through his death and resurrection with the cross. Whom God put forward, this is Jesus Christ, as a propitiation by his blood. This is how he buys you back, not with gold or silver, but with his holy, precious blood. Propitiation. It's a term for the mercy seat in the Old Testament, the place where the high priest would sprinkle blood once a year for the forgiveness of sins of the people. And now Christ is our mercy seat. He is the place where we are purged and forgiven of all of our sins. And this comes through not the blood of lambs or goats, but through his own blood. This is received by faith, by trust in all that he has done for us. Now the last verses here on this paragraph. This was to show God's righteousness, because in his divine forbearance he had passed over former sins. All the sins that were built up over time find their place on the cross. That is, God did not bring an end to this world, but he did bring the end times to the cross, and Jesus bore all of the wrath and the payment for sin on the cross, and it killed him. But he rose on the third day on Easter morning to show that that sacrifice was accepted by the Father. And thus, that righteousness, that will of God fulfilled in Christ, makes us know that God is just. That is, his justice over sin, the payment, has been made, and the justifier, the ability then, since the payment has been made, to declare us not guilty. Both happen on the cross, God's justice and God's justification. God's wrath and God's grace meet in one man, Jesus Christ, upon the cross for you. And Paul says this is for all people, Jew, Gentile. This is for you, dear listener. And what good news it is. There is a righteousness apart from the law that comes through God, through faith in Jesus Christ for all who believe. Let us pray. Almighty and most merciful God, the protector of all who trust in you, strengthen our faith and give us courage to believe that in your love, you will rescue us from all adversities. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.